Good morning.
Now, there are rumors that convertibles are very popular again this year.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. About 20 or so years ago, the convertible was almost dead. Then cars like the Miata came along and you know, brought them back into prominence.
Yeah, made them cool and cheap.
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, the car construction methods, I guess, because they used to be, well, I think one of the reasons that they were kind of dying off is because they were judged as being dangerous. And I guess either they're not dangerous anymore or people are okay with that.
So if you're out to buy a convertible, what are some of the things you should be looking for?
Well, I was corresponding with the guys from Auto Trader who really have a good handle on this sort of thing. And they were telling me that the searches for convertibles this year is up 30% over last year. So
wow.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking for them. Yeah. But some of their buying tips is things, you know, take your car through your potential car through a car wash with the roof up, you know, before you sign on the dotted line, see whether or not you get a shower.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that. And also just raise and lower the roof a few times. Make sure the action is working as it should,
yeah.
That the roof doesn't catch or bind on anything, you know, and check out the seats if they're faded or cracked from too much of the direct sunlight beating down on them when the car has been parked with the roof down. You know, they could have water damage from being rained on with the roof down, or they could have just been ignored when it came time to put some armor all over, well, maybe not armor all on the leather, but you know what I mean? The leather stuff on the seats, you know, and I mean, it's either an excuse to run in the opposite direction or bring out your dickering skills.
What are some examples of some really good convertibles to look for?
Some of the ones that Auto Trader's people were saying were the most popular this year is they started with the Mustang GT, which is the original pony car, of course.
Absolutely.
And I've driven this a couple years ago. It wasn't the current model, the previous model, and I really enjoyed it. I'm supposed to be getting this one in about a week to test around the same time as my birthday, so that'll be a nice gift. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the rumble of the V8 is just fantastic. My only problem was I could not shift the manual transmission smoothly, but that's probably not the car's fault. Another big one, of course, the MX-5. And of course, I mean, this is new or used. I mean, there are millions of these things around.
Yeah.
And the MX-5 being Japanese, if you can get a decently used one, this is basically the MGB that should have been. I mean, the MGB was one of the original open-top British cars of that were popular in the 60s.
Right.
And the problem was that they were junk. I know that because I've had three of them. And they were all junk, especially the one I bought new. They also talk about if you go into the beach, there's the Jeep Wrangler. You know, you can take the roof off that, but you can also take the doors off it and, you know, almost turn it into a dune buggy.
Very cool.
My personal favorite, the Jaguar F-Type. Oh, the most beautiful car on the road today, I think. Although I like the hardtop version better, but still, if you like the convertible, the F-Type is a gorgeous one. I might even add the Porsche 718 Boxster to the mix and the Nissan 370Z convertible.
Wow.
Two of them, if you're looking, I have to say, though, if you're looking at the Z, look at a used Boxster, because the driving experience and everything else in these cars, you know, if the prices are comparable, the Porsche is a nicer car.
Very good. That is Jim Bray, our car crasher. You can find links to all of Jim's writings on our website. Go to liveat85.com. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.